Hello, welcome to the new episode of Talk Lazy. It's Chester Curio here. As you see, I've been doing some new changes right now, working on a new name, and I'm going to be talking about more other topics, like maybe movies and TV shows, maybe. And it depends what I feel like. Maybe some books. I decided to, you know, expand a little bit because as much as I love music and podcasts, I got to talk about other things that would drive me nuts. But again, no politics. That's not fun. But actually, because of... In case some people don't know, MatPat from Game Theory has just recently decided to step down. And he's basically retiring from the show and wants to do other things. I think he's going to be doing still things behind the scenes. A few episodes still coming out. The last episode before he leaves. So he is going to be doing that. And everyone's talking about it. But the thing I came across is one of his videos about... And I personally don't watch that much these days because I feel sometimes he's stretching when it comes to theories. In fact, in some cases, I really hate headcanons because I'm just like, unless the writer of the show, book, or movie says it in the show, your theories are all bupkis. but anyways, that's not what I'm talking about. Because I came across... his episode about mostly the Cats plot, Cats the musical in general, said he saw the Cats movie and decided to say, what does the plot mean? And first of all, I think I've never seen the movie, but what I've seen from clips, I just think the whole thing is. Style-wise, just doesn't make any sense because I just think, because compared to the play, I just think design-wise, they could have just made them just look slightly semi-tigerish because it just looks more natural. So I have to go with that really weird. In fact, one could argue that's a problem that they had. That was the problem with the Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers. I mean, it was fun, but it design-wise probably was a little spooky. But besides the point, though. The real thing, he tries to analyze what the plot of the story of Cats is. And listening to him, he basically comes... I haven't watched the whole thing, but he comes down generally to saying that it's all a cult. But then I decided to look into it, and some say, no, it's not a cult, it's a tribe. And I'm thinking... And if I understand, this is actually... The whole thing's based on a poem... from an old book, one particular poem about cats in general. I'll have to go later and put a link in the description of what that book is. We'll do that later, and I'll also send a link to put a link in the description of Matt Petsby if you want to see the full thing. But what I actually come to question one particular thing about this play. It's nonsense. I mean, if you really actually try and analyze anything like Cats, it makes no sense. But, and it's a thing I've always come to think of when you try and do headcan at all of anything. Don't think too hard about something or you'll break your head, you'll give yourself a headache. Because whether it's something like Cats, Lion King, or even more deeper like Game of Thrones, and maybe Blade Runner... You're gonna make your head explode because there are a lot of stories where no matter how much you try and rationalize some of the stuff that's in it, you cannot try and rationalize anything. But the better question to me is, can you truly make a story that makes no sense and it still seemingly makes sense? You may ask, what do I mean by that question? Well, it's like this. The biggest example people would have is Alice in Wonderland. Because the basic premise of the story is a girl who falls asleep. Then she sees a white rabbit with a watch running by, thinking, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late for a very important date. And the rabbit's like, oh, curious. And she goes, follows the rabbit to Wonderland to try and find the rabbit. It's trying to ask him, why is he in a hurry? And she meets a lot of weird people along the way. Now, some people theorize the story of Alice in Wonderland is about growing up because she talks about going through lots of changes, like when she talks to the caterpillar, and he's like, "Who are you?" He's like, "Well, I thought I knew who I was a few moments ago." And then you can think, well, that's about your identity. But one particular video, I forget the name of the video, but one particular video a long time ago pretty much says, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It has no meaning. Everything is in a world of nonsense. But the problem I have with that statement is that in the world of Wonderland, or Underland, if you want to go by the Tim Burton version, everything in Wonderland makes sense in the context of its world. Like the talking caterpillar, he makes sense. The Red Queen, who wants to chop up everyone's head off, even though he never chops off anyone's head, she makes sense. And then there's the Queen of Red and the Queen of White, like chess pieces. And that's the other thing. They're technically a metaphor for chess. But then that might be me, again, doing the same thing, trying to find meaning where it doesn't exist. I mean, the main theme of the whole world is chess and cards. Those are the main themes of the world. But does it really make sense in general? Without all that context I have just given, does it make sense at all? Again, in the context of the world, it does. Like even in something like Adventure Time, you have a flying unicorn who speaks, if I remember, Japanese, a dog that can form into whatever he wants to, and a princess whose hair is made out of bubblegum, and an ice king. So none of it makes sense, but with context of what they are, who they are, and what the world is, and sometimes the story, it all makes sense. So can you truly make a story that makes truly no sense? And again, it has to make literally no sense. Because I think of all that, also this game that was popular a few years ago called Plug and Play. You want to take a look at that? Just watch Mark or Jack. They both play that game called Plug and Play. It is a weird game where it says these yam-looking creatures with plugs on their heads. They're just walking all over the place. And again, it makes no sense. To me, that truly is a game that makes no sense, because what are they doing? Why are they doing this? What is their purpose? Why is it... And even the, from what I understand, even the person who made it said, "I just made it to mess with people." It's like, so again, that is a game that truly makes no sense. There's no context, no meaning, no purpose. But we as human beings look at it and think, what is the meaning behind it? This is art. You know, those type of people are like, this is art. It is a symbolism. No, it's not. It's just a guy who wanted to make talking, walking yams with plugs in their heads. But from a story, an artistic standpoint, that doesn't matter in some cases. When it comes to sometimes a painting or a sculpture, sometimes meaningfulness doesn't matter. Or it making sense doesn't matter. Like Salvador Dali's Mounting Clocks. Now, from what I understand, a lot of his work does have meaning behind it, symbolism, all that. But looking at them at face value, they make no sense. But they don't need to. It's a painting. It doesn't need to make sense. But when it comes to storytelling, that I feel is much more difficult. Because when you have something that's heavy emphasis on storytelling, you have to have the point A, point B, and point C. The start of the journey, the middle of the journey, and the end. So how can you do that without it being maybe convoluted, too vague, that it starts mixing up with other parts of the plot? Especially if you get a long series like a Game of Thrones or Harry Potter. And can you make that consistent without it getting jumbled? That just feels much more interesting and artistically complicated to try and do. Because like I said, When it comes to a sculpture or a painting, story doesn't necessarily matter. You can just appreciate it for what it is. Like there's like the Venus de Milo. The Venus de Milo is possibly a symbolism of birth and of gods. Actually, I think more of the 16th chapel of the creation of or the interaction of God and Adam, where he's basically touching the hand of God. That obviously has obvious symbolism to it. But even if you don't know that, you can just look at it and think, well, that's a very interesting work of art that that painter made. But then there's modern art. Maybe like Pablo Picasso, which for all we know, 90% of his work means nothing, especially the really what it was. Or like that one painting, I forget what it's called, but it's that one painting with just basic lines and basic scripts. Or that one, I think it was Andy Warhol, who made he just took a toilet and put his name on it and put it in a museum. That gets into the modern arts that some people criticize of being very bad art. And there is bad art out there, I don't deny that. But it's still the question is, does it make sense? Does it have story? Does it have plot? And most artworks don't necessarily have to. Like Bob Ross's paintings, actually. They are all landscape paintings. Very good paintings, but they're just landscapes. They don't have to have a story. They don't have to have meaning. They're just neat landscape paintings. And that's what he thought was the best to teach on the show. Again, I just think that can be complicated to do in a story standpoint, especially in film. Especially when you get to some people who are looking at it and thinking, what does this mean? Why is this happening? Why is that one raindrop red compared to all the other raindrops? It's an interesting question I've been thinking about for a while, because can you truly do it without it messing up? I just don't know. It feels impossible. Because if you really want to make a story that makes no sense, you have to unfortunately have some form of sense in it. You can't have nonsense without some sense, shall we say. It feels impossible to truly do. Again, Katz seemingly does it well, seemingly, but then you have context, and that's the problem with nonsense. Because nonsense doesn't need context. Nonsense is nonsense. Like in Dr. Seuss, same thing. Why is this cat in a hat coming to their house and on a rainy day? Besides the fact that it's mostly as a teaching tool for kids to read, it doesn't really need a reason. Of course, you say, well, isn't that nonsense right there? Yes, in a sense, that is nonsense. In fact, that is 100% nonsense. Why is there a talking cat? But then again, that problem comes in. Don't think too hard about it, you'll make your foot explode. Because again, in the world of Dr. Seuss, again, it makes sense that there's talking cats, talking elephants, talking birds, and there's a big green guy who's very angry at Christmas. Why is he there? I don't know. Doesn't matter. He's just a big old grump. Of course, there's the movies recently who tried to put backstory behind the Grinch, which I think defeats the purpose of what the Grinch is supposed to symbolize in a lot of ways. Same thing with the Lorax. The Lorax, the whole fact that they make it seem like that has to have an ending to it kind of defeats the purpose of the story. But again, one thing it never answers is, where did the Lorax came from? Of course, that doesn't matter. But I digress. But again, when it comes to a kid book like that, those, again, though they're nonsense, they still have some sense in them. like as far as the Lorax in general was concerned, this guy just comes out of nowhere saying, I'm going to chop all down these trees and I'm going to make stuff out of it. And the Lorax is like, hey, you can't do that, you jerk. That's my home. That's everybody's home. You can't cut these down. Look, 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 I'm just chopped down one tree. Just one tree. See, just I just took down one. I'm not going to do all the trees. And again, the context of the story, it makes sense. So unfortunately, it has to have, again, context. You, of course, you can't explain everything. Again, can't explain everything. But it makes sense. It's there's not enough nonsense truly in it. Unless you go with the ones like the all the things you could think and the places you go. Places You Go has this one character going from point A to point B, which is I think supposed to be like a metaphor for adulthood, of the ups and downs that you're going to be facing as an adult. Again, there is context. It's just so hard. It's so hard. It's difficult, man. You can't. It's just impossible. I really do think it's impossible to make something with that is truly nonsensical from a story perspective, because it just has to have meaning. It has to have purpose. It has to mean something. But man, yeah, that's just one I want to talk about today. Sorry I don't upload often. I try to find time to do this, but I'm so busy. And it's draining. And like I said, that's why I decided to call it... Actually, I got help from Discord for the name. So that's going to take me a while to remember it's Talkwave. So it's going to take me a while to get used to that new name. But, and this is just... Also, some people say I stutter. Mostly because I'm so fussy about what I'm talking about. But that, you know, some people stutter and they make it work. But besides the point, this is difficult, I think, to make a truly nonsensical story. I'll talk about something else next time.